This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Every now and then a story catches my eye and you just gotta talk about it. You gotta talk about it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonshow.com. By the way, thank you folks for the increased downloads. Go back, listen to other shows. There are jewels literally inside of each show. I'm not even joking about it. I would love to be humble about it. I'm humble in general life. I really am. I mean, look at what I'm doing right now. This is total humility. So, go listen to the shows. You're going to get so much great information out of my shows. I'm not even joking about it. I love Rush Limbaugh. Bo Snerdly's on my board. James, he's on my board. Love Rush. Certainly love James. We are, you know, we are aces. We talk at least once a week. And I'll tell you, I will put my show up against Rush's any day. I revere the guy. I think he's a great guy. But if Rush listens to my show, he would say, you know what? That dadgum Kevin Jackson is pretty amazing. So I'm glad you guys are here because you figured it out. Somebody go school Rush Limbaugh. Let's call that man. Let him know what the deal is. The dealio. Anyway, this particular story got my attention. There is a genetically modified mosquito. And as soon as I saw it, I went, it's bigger and blacker. Let's call that mosquito Shaft, huh? Can you dig it? Just kidding. I just wanted to scare white people. It's not bigger and blacker. By the way, scaring white people, that is what Democrats do. If you are white and you are not scared, Democrats have not done their job. That's just an aside. That's a freebie. Don't even come back to this podcast to hear that because that's a freebie. All right. This mosquito is bad news, folks. It's not an African mosquito either. You know how they always get a, when a bug is going to be bad, they go, it's an Africanized bee. You know, how do we know that bee wasn't from Mexico? Seriously. How do we know that bee wasn't a Guatemalan midget bee? Huh? Okay. Maybe they tracked it coming across the ocean. I don't know. Did they get into an African container ship and ended up in America? I don't know, but they called it an Africanized bee. So when I saw this story about this genetically modified mosquito, I said, they can tell me that mosquito is from, you know, the Congo. It's a Congo mosquito, Africanized. But they did not. They said it was Brazilian. So they didn't blacken the mosquito. They browned it. Yeah, like they were going to serve it up in some saute. Well, Kevin, how do you like your mosquitoes prepared? I don't like mine fully cooked black. I'd rather they be brown. So they give us a Brazilian mosquito. Get this. An experiment to deliberately release genetically modified mosquitoes into Brazil appears to have failed miserably and may have resulted in, dun, 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 super mosquitoes. These mosquitoes can outrun Usain Bolt, outjump LeBron James. This ain't a Brazilian mosquito. It's totally African. Totally. Or Jamaican. West Indies. They deliberately do this. So Yale Research is talking about this study. They said, according to the paper, some of the mosquitoes likely have, and I love this term, hybrid vigor, resulting in a more robust population than the pre-release population, which may be more resistant to insecticides. Ooh, what? Annoying mosquitoes. You know that sound in your ear. From what I'm told, the ones that buzz are males. It's the females, the silent but deadlies. They're the ones that you have to just, you slap, you know, and it's too late. Blood on your arm, but they've already, you know, succubuses, they've already put their disease inside of you. Yep, hybrid vigor, a more robust population than the pre-release population, more resistant to insecticides. So we got a super-duper hybrid vigor mosquito that was made by somebody. So now, and you can't kill it. Don't go get your AZT, ZT, whatever they call the stuff, or your insecticide, or put the off on your arm, or whatever it is, because it ain't going to help. Oxitec told Gizmodo that the Yale study was found to be to contain numerous false and speculative and unsubstantiated claims and statements about OxyTech's mosquito technology. They provided a 3-page document outlining the company's issues with the research. In particular, they note that the paper fails to identify any negative, deleterious, or unanticipated effect to people or the environment from the release of the, get this, OX513A mosquitoes. People study everything. We're studying the mosquito. Look, if you can study the mosquito in such a way that its proboscis would no longer penetrate my skin, I would love that mosquito study. Or one where the mosquito can no longer mate and I don't want to eradicate it because there's a need for a mosquito. Besides biting me at a summer picnic, there's a need for a mosquito. God made the little creature, so I don't want him gone. But I'd like him to be diminished. Or maybe I could put something around me and have a bubble of invincibility against said mosquito. Don't make it more robust, though. They dispute the claim that female mosquitoes began to avoid mating with modified males, saying selective mating has never been observed in any release of close to 1 billion OxyTech males worldwide. I think what they were trying to do with this genetically modified mosquito was to make it not mate, to lose its sexual drive. That's why they couldn't call it a Clinton mosquito. Meanwhile, according to the German outlet Deutsche Welle, the failure of OxyTech's experiment has raised alarm among scientists and environmentalists. Biologists critical of genetic engineering go one step further with their criticism. Among them, the Brazilian biologist José Maria Guzmán Ferraz said, "The release of the mosquitoes was carried out hastily without any points having been clarified. The Munich-based laboratory, Test Biotech, which is critical of genetic engineering, accuses OxyTech of having started the field trial without sufficient studies. They said, OxyTech's trials have led to a largely uncontrollable situation." Mosquito-borne diseases are a massive health problem in developing countries and an increasing concern in developed regions such as the southern United States. They got themselves a southern mosquito that's down there biting on them rednecks. Why don't they do a northern version and send them up to get them Yankees? File this under stuff white people do, because look, Africanized bees are angry. They create less honey than regular bees. Brazilian mosquitoes breed faster and bite harder. Yep. Thank you, OxyTech. Thank you for making something that none of us want, none of us need. Who knows how much money was spent? Typical liberal. It sounds like the type of a program that a liberal would have funded. I can't say for sure. I'm likely to. Right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-666-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know when you're winning, folks. You know when you're winning the battle of the propaganda. The propaganda battle, however you want to say it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You are winning because you have the truth on your side. There is no propaganda with us. I don't want to infringe your rights. Now, if you're hacking and coughing and all that, I say you should go home. There was a common sense thing when I was at work. They would say things like, look, if you think you got the flu, stay home. Take a sick day. You know, do something. If you think you have the flu, then wear a mask. If you're coughing too much and somebody from HR says, hey, listen, are you feeling good? Here's a mask. Maybe you should wear this mask. We don't want to get other employees sick. Common sense stuff. The problem is we don't have a whole lot of common sense these days because we've been run by leftists for too many decades. We got too many stupid people out there. But we're starting to make a dent. Losing the propaganda battle is the left. They can no longer set the narrative. It's talking about this governor up in Connecticut who required his constituents to wear a mask. But he also said you must, if you're unable to, quote, get this, maintain a safe social distance. Well, what is that? 6 feet? Who arbitrarily said 6 feet is a safe social distance? Is that the amount of space it takes to spit and it hit somebody? Has this been scientifically tested? Because I would love to know the lab that tested this. What if it's 4 feet? Well, we're doing 6 feet just to be safe. Okay, what if it's 8 feet and you've been in violation? Have you really tested it, or did some bureaucrat just pull a number out of his butt and say, if you're within 6 feet of someone, we're going to write you a ticket. We will arrest you. Or, as de Blasio did the other day, if you see something, say something, and everybody send him a bunch of penis pictures. I was tempted to send mine. I really was. I just didn't want to end up getting like some FBI. You sexually trafficked over to de Blasio. But he's got a lot of other people to arrest, apparently, because people said, yeah, I see something. Bam. I hope some women send him some pics as well. I see something. Here it is. These people have lost their minds and they want you to lose yours and give up your freedoms. And the reason why I'm talking, I'm giving you tough love today, baby, on the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm giving you tough love. And I'm doing it for your own good. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to be enslaved. I joked a while back. I said, it's emancipation too. This time even the white folks get freed because I'm going to free all of you. Black folks were freed in emancipation one. All of us are going to get freed this time. That's my goal, is to wake you up to you being enslaved. You are, right now, this so-called virus pandemic is making you go, well, I can kind of understand why they don't want people getting close to one another. You're wanting to give in. I'm not letting you give in. Look, people die every day. Stop buying into this idea that this is some different death. Oh, boy, this death here is more horrendous than, hey, let me tell you. Every way you die is bad. Every way you die is bad. I mean, unless you die peacefully in your sleep or maybe, you know, with your girl or something. I mean, then that's a different thing. But most of the time, death is not good. Accidental death, slip and fall, bust your head, do whatever. Do you want to know how you're going to die? Do you want to know? I don't think you do. You don't want to know how you're going to die, and you don't want to know when you're going to die. Oh, yeah, think about it. You don't. Anyway, so they are telling us that if we practice this, you know, wear these masks, it's going to make us much better citizens of the world because, you know, we won't get as sick and all these other things. Look, I don't need to wear... Kevin, wash your hands and... You know, cough into your elbow. If you're sick, stay home. I don't need a government telling me stuff. You know, don't look into the sunlight through these binoculars. I don't need a warning on my binoculars or my golf range finder. I don't want to know how far it is to the sun. How far is it to the sun? I'm good. I'll use my common sense. Oh boy, we are winning, folks. Trump's daily pressers have become reality TV. They hate him so much that they're, hey, why are we even talking about this? And as they complain, they cover him. And if they don't cover him, somebody else covers him. And you know where the news goes? The news goes where Donald Trump goes. So then they said this. Well, Joe Biden, you should do your own thing. And I talked about the shadow government saying, why don't you issue your communications and you do something on the coronavirus? You know what Joe Biden said? The only person that should be talking about the coronavirus is Fauci. And they were like, that's not what we want, Joe. That's not what this was about. I can tell you right now, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, there is no way Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump. It isn't going to happen. Trump's mastery of the media is stunning. Classes will be taught about this man and how he handles the media. Did you guys hear, you know, he said to Harvard, hey, look, you're not getting this $9 million. He goes, you may get $9 million today, but I'm going to guarantee you I'm going to make a dent in the money that you get in the future if you don't give that money back. And he said it in a press conference. We don't have the, you have the clip. No, we don't. So the president was asked, you know, Harvard's got a $40 billion endowment and they still got money. And he goes, I don't like that. He goes, they're one of the biggest businesses in the world. They got $40 billion. He goes, Harvard's going to give it back. He goes, and if they don't give it back, we'll get it. It's like Mexico's going to pay for the wall. Harvard, you're going to pay for that $9 million. I'm going to make you a bet. I haven't followed the story. I just saw it. Maybe it's already happened. But not only will Harvard give that money back, I guarantee you they're going to give it back with a quickness. It was an unintentional thing. We did not mean to do it. Harvard is not, well, the notion of taking money from poor people, blah, 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 blah. That's what they're going to say. We're winning, folks. You want to know what they're doing now? They want to give you some propaganda. I just saw this stay-at-home polling. This poll claims an overwhelming majority of Americans say that stay-at-home orders issued throughout the U.S. in response to the coronavirus outbreak should remain in place until health experts say it's safe to reopen. It's a new poll. Reuters Ipso found that 72% of Americans support quarantine measures remaining in effect until doctors and public health officials say it's safe. That includes 55% of Republicans, 88% of Democrats, and 70% of Independents. I'm not in that number. I don't buy it. Maybe you guys differ. 844-551-8255. Maybe you're afraid. I know my audience is over 45, and you know, over 45. Maybe you're afraid. I'm not. I'm over 45. I'm not afraid. I don't know what risk factors I have, but I'll tell you this. I call BS. I call this as another sign that they're going, oh, no, people don't want to go back to work. No, heck no. The president is moving too quickly. He better slow his roll because they can't convince you. Otherwise, they got to make you believe that you got to stay home. So here's a new poll.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. An explosion shook the largely deserted streets of downtown Nashville early Christmas morning, shattering windows, damaging buildings, and wounding three people. Smoke from the explosion could be seen for miles. The FBI is now leading the investigation.
And we're putting everything we have into finding who was responsible for what's happened here today. As part of doing that, there are investigative leads to be pursued. There's also technical work that needs to happen. We will find out what happened here.
Matt Foster with the FBI speaking at a press briefing. New research indicates COVID-19 antibodies may provide protection against the virus for 6 months. Researchers at the National Cancer Institute found that people with antibodies from catching COVID-19 were less likely to test positive again for up to 6 months and maybe longer. This is USA Radio News. Republicans shot down a last-minute Christmas Eve push from Democrats to rush through $2,000 stimulus checks for Americans. Democrats returned a favor by slapping down the Republicans' push to revisit the levels of foreign aid included in the spending package that both chambers passed earlier this week. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer reminding everyone,
"It's up to Congress to right this wrong, and I appreciate the Republicans standing firm on that, and I hope that we can eliminate that waste, fraud, and abuse in the budget."
Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer has a message for President Trump.
"Surely the President of the United States, whether he's in Mar-a-Lago or any place else, ought to empathize with the pain and suffering and apprehension and deep angst that the American people are feeling and sign this bill."
Over 120,000 Americans are spending Christmas in the hospital with the coronavirus. Over 22,000 of those are in intensive care units. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020 has backfired for the Democrats. They know it. I certainly know it. And I'm going to prove it to you. If you listen to the show long enough, I'll prove it to you. By the way, the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So I said, what this virus proved is how politicians are scumbags, particularly leftist politicians. And I wanted to point out the politics of this disease. People pointing fingers over, number one, stopping immigration. You know, when the president issued the travel ban. When did it happen? Did we do it fast enough, etc.? The guy did it before there were anybody, there was even an outbreak. There was a death in America before there was ever a death. He issues a travel ban. And what do the Democrats do? Oh, it wasn't fast enough. Oh, we didn't. And originally they called him a racist. But then it wasn't fast enough. And these are in no particular order. But I'm just telling you the politics of it. A president of the United States saying, let's stop people from coming in. He issues a travel ban from Asia. Then a few days later, he issues one for Europe. People had just started to die. And we are where we are. Now, I can tell you right now, if you give me this identical scenario with Obama, I would say to you, how much faster do you think the guy could have done it? Leave him alone. That part, he did okay. But the left can't do that. The next, I mean, not any particular order, but what do we call the disease? They were all calling it the Chinese coronavirus or Chinese Wuhan virus, etc. And then suddenly, there was this big lexicon shift. You can't call it Chinese. How dare you call it Chinese? After every single person who accused President Trump or anybody else of being racist for using the Chinese Wuhan or Chinese in the name. It became that. Then Pelosi, who wants people to go to Chinatown, okay, and partake of everything there, says, I was saying that because I wanted people to stop, you know, beating up on Chinese, stop going after the Chinese because everybody was calling this Chinese Wuhan. Biggest lie on the planet. It wasn't like Americans are going around going, oh, you Chinese, I'm going to kick your butt. Number one, Americans are too afraid to mess with Chinese because they think they all know Kung Fu. So it wasn't like, you know, people are out there beating them up. It was ridiculous. But, oh, no, the Pelosi was going to save the day. And suddenly we now call it coronavirus or COVID-19. And anybody mentioning Chinese Wuhan is a racist. Well, that's all I call it. So we had that. Then we were told, oh, it doesn't pass from human to human. Oh, we just learned that it passes from human to human by the WHO. Right? Then we were told who gets impacted and who gets, you know, infected. And that went from, well, it's mostly old people and kids. Then they go, no, it's not impacting kids as much. And then it gets politicized to say, no, it's an ethnic disease that targets black people. Really? So a disease singles out black people. Maybe it singles out people that eat too many fatty foods and don't want to exercise, etc. Then we get into, oh, it's a medical equipment thing. We don't have enough ventilators. We don't have enough face masks. It's going to be crazy out there. And we got the panic of there's not enough hospital rooms or hospital beds. And then we prove there's plenty of hospital rooms and hospital beds. And by the way, I'm going to prove it even further with a clip we play in just a second. Then, you know, oh, well, how many people got infected? It's ravaging the world. And I looked at the numbers and I went, you know what? There aren't as many people infected with this disease in the world than got infected with H1N1 in America. And then we get, well, what are the real deaths, you know, statistics? You know, I jokingly made a comment on Twitter. There was Oklahoma, there was a tornado that killed 5 people. And I said, hey, boy, 5 people in Oklahoma killed by a tornado, but they tested them for the Wuhan, and that's what killed them. You know, I could go on. How many people have actually died? We know there's a ruse with that. And then we got into testing. Oh, we don't have enough tests. Look at how many tests South Korea has, and this country has, and Italy, and this, that. And then China started fudging their numbers. Oh, we don't have any more deaths. The most deaths are occurring in the United States, and the epicenter's New York. And then it was a blame of, well, who really started it? And the leftists, even though we know this thing started in a lab in China or got released from a lab in China, leftists are going, it's Donald Trump's fault. Really? How much can... This is the most politicized nonsense I've ever seen. And the lockdown is over everything I just described. But let me tell you, folks, it's backfiring. Here's a nurse from Oregon. I'm going to play 2 clips. She tells you about what's really happening in Oregon. And I'm going to bet you she's a lefty because she certainly looks like it. Not that you can spot them that way, but she does. And she's telling you the woes of the China Wuhan virus at her hospital.
Hey, Oregonians. I just got laid off. I am a nurse at a major hospital in Portland. My entire hospital is laying off a ton of nurses because we are in financial crisis. We have 0 patients. Our hospitals have been dead. We have, at the highest surge, we had 9 COVID patients. We had 9 COVID patients in the highest surge. Right now, we have, I think, 1. We had a handful a couple days ago. Our hospital has decided that they need to start cutting money because we have no money flowing in. Our surgeries are shut down. We're pulling nurses and having them start cleaning stations because we need to give them a job. That's all been cut off. Nurses are being laid off. I'm the one that's supposed to be having a job here. This whole thing is supposed to be protect the nurses, protect the healthcare workers, protect the frontline people, protect the hospitals, shut down the businesses. It's all in vain. This is an absolute all in vain. If you can't see that this thing is ridiculous, then you have to have a come to Jesus moment. Your come to Jesus moment needs to be right now. I'm a nurse. I'm working with COVID patients. I just got laid off because the state of Oregon has had a major power grab, major overreach, complete tyranny. And I'm the one that's supposed to be working. I don't work in a coffee shop. I don't work at a gas station. I am a nurse. I'm supposed to be working on my ears. I'm supposed to have bruises on my ears from the mask. I'm supposed to have chapped skin from the goggles. I don't have any of that because I don't even have a job right now. They don't know when I can have a job back. I ask, what are the measurable goals? When can I get back on the schedule? We don't know. I said, when are we going to go pick up surgery? 50%? We don't know. Look, I don't blame my hospital. They're doing what they're supposed, what they're being told they should do. I blame the government. I 100% blame the government on this total overreach.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was a Portland, Oregon nurse who says, I was supposed to be bruised and battered and beaten. She's not really trying to say that her role is better than that of, you know, the dry cleaner or whatever. She's saying, in the time of a pandemic, I'm the person who is supposed to be the most essential. The medical field, first responders, we're the ones who's supposed to handle all this catastrophe. And you know what she found out? She found out there's no real calamity. She's going, we have zero patients, nine COVID patients when this whole pandemic started, and now there's one. There's one. An entire hospital dedicated to one patient. They have no surgeries. Now that's going to get opened up at some point, but how do you reload the pipeline? Hospitals will benefit down the road because, like, I'll give you an example. I had to have an elective surgery. I went in. I got to have a hernia operation. And I went in. They said, Kevin, you can pick any Thursday of any week, blah, blah, blah. And they gave me the dates. And you know what? I couldn't pick any of the dates. So at a time when, and sadly, you know, I have a brutal travel schedule. So I was thinking, you know what? If I get this out of the way now, it'll be good to go. Couldn't do it. So, you know what's going to happen? There will be a run to the surgeries. And now the doctors are going to be working their butts off. They're going to be tired. Don't go in at the end of the day, even for routine stuff. Anyway, hospital, she said, is cutting money. Their servers are shut down. There's no reason to have servers working when there's no patients. We don't need to have all this expensive equipment. She says they're pulling nurses to do menial jobs. They were just trying to keep them busy, keep cleaning the nurses' station. And finally, the hospital went, you know what? We can't even do that. We don't have the ability to go. So here's what I want you to understand, people. They're shutting down not only restaurants and things like that. They're shutting down truly essential services. If you had a run to the hospital, the emergency room, there'd be a skeleton crew there. They'd be there to help you, but not nearly what you think is needed. If there was a real issue that came up right now in the country, we wouldn't be prepared. And she says, it's ridiculous. We need to have a come to Jesus moment, and the moment is now. Major overreach. This is an Oregonian saying this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316, 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about an article that Dennis Prager wrote and a concept that I've talked about many times, and it is the dehumanization of black folks. The idea that you got to be so black that you forget to live life. You just don't live life normally because you're too caught up in being an ethnocentric racist, looking through the prism of blackness. And that's what Prager's talking about. So, He was, as I said earlier, and I'm going to go back to it just a little bit. He says the idiocy and inhumanity, literally, of this progressive view of black people is easily demonstrated. Do you see yourself as black first, or do you see yourself as Kevin? Do you see yourself as Jaquan? It's funny because I will be in a room full of white folks, and I don't have any discomfort whatsoever. And every now and then, I'll think to myself, these white folks are looking. I'm the only black, maybe the only, or one of two blacks. And I'm thinking, they look around the room and they go, there's a black guy here. They don't think anything of it, but they have to notice it. But you don't feel any tension or anything. And it's nothing. But every now and then, it's funny because I'll go, I'm the only black dude here, or there's two of us here. You know, and it'll hit me because of the politics of it, because I'm going to tell you something. If it weren't for this thing that I do now, I would never even think about it. I never think of my color. I've traveled all over the world, and I'm in places where I truly may be the only black guy. But now they may be some Indians or whatever, but I'm the only authentically black guy, and I don't even give 2 seconds of thought about it. It's funny to me more than anything. So Prager's going through this, but he says, but all this does is promulgate the view that blacks are inherently different from other people. As a result, the only way the left's view of blacks differs from that of white supremacists is that the latter believes blacks are inherently inferior, whereas the left believes blacks are inherently different. Well, I beg to differ with Dennis on this. I believe that the left disguises their racism in exactly what he just said. They see us as inherently different, inherently in need of their assistance. But still, you know, Dennis is a bright guy, so I'll give him a pass. But he goes, but both the left and the white supremacists agree that race contains immutable characteristics. Aside from its inherent racism, well, see, now he's getting there. He says the progressive view of blacks is pablum. No one can see the world through another's eyes. No one can fully understand what it is like to be another human being. Do all whites understand how other whites see the world? One of the ongoing jokes in public dialogues I have with Adam Carolla around the country is how much we think alike, despite the fact that our backgrounds could hardly be more different. And he goes on to describe the differences between their backgrounds. I didn't know this stuff about Adam Carolla, so here you go. He says, other than being white and male, we have essentially nothing in common. He's an atheist. I'm a religious believer. He's Italian. I'm a Jew. He grew up poor and on food stamps in Los Angeles. I grew up in a solid middle-class home in Brooklyn. He had little formal education, never went to college. I grew up in a house of intellectuals and went to an Ivy League college graduate school. Even though I cannot relate to his experience or he to mine, we are nevertheless very close because in addition to that intangible thing that creates friendships, we have the same values. On the other hand, I'm a Jew. George Soros is a Jew. Other than the same ethnic ancestries, we have absolutely nothing in common. I have far more in common with the black conservative intellectual Larry Elder. The notion that race or ethnicity bonds people is both stupid and racist. Now see, that's why I asked you earlier, what binds you to a person? I have friends because I've met them because they go, I like to golf. I love to golf. Oh, dude, let's go golf. I have people, I'll tell you this. I have friends that I golf with I have not associated with in any other way except we golf together. And it isn't that I don't want to hang out with them. It's just I'm busy, they're busy, and we haven't been able to do anything outside of that. But when it comes to golf, yo, Kev, you ready to go golf? Absolutely, let's go. And we meet at the course. I have a black buddy, and we met at the golf course, and we were both walking, and he was like, you mind if I join you? Yeah, let's go. And we have never met outside of golf socially, but when we're golfing together, we're friends. Don't, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't even know his politics. I know what he does for a living. But here's what I do know. The dude knows how to golf, and he's a fun guy to golf with. That's what we do together. And it could have, I got white friends the same way. Never been with them. We see each other at the golf course. Hey, Kev, you think we were at a country club and we knew each other and we, you know, Buffy and Biffy were getting married and we, you know, our daughters went to the same school or something. I don't have any daughters, but you get what I'm saying. But we have that common tie. And so here, Prager's explaining, I'm friends with an atheist Italian that grew up poor, very, complete polar opposites in terms of who we are. But you know what binds us together? This love of this country, this thing that we're fighting for. This thing that we understand is more important than all this other stuff. And what they're doing with blacks is, I'm telling you, they want you so focused on black. They want women so focused on their genitalia. They want LGBT so focused on how they have sex that it won't even let them get past, get to the point where you can even evaluate your humanity. There are more gay people that I've talked to, and that we're having a conversation, having a great time. And you know how we end the subject? I go, let me give you a card so you can see some of my work. I want them to go, that dude is a conservative. And I know they're gay. Yeah, look, keep in touch. And I don't, by the way, I don't start out trying to make the point, but what I'm doing is it's my little small way of saying, you know what? You're going to go look at my work and you're going to think, there's a close-minded big guy, I can't believe it. And you're going to go, no, he isn't. He didn't do any of that. And he was proud to tell me, here's my work. Go look at it. Because the ties that bind, I met a gay woman, a gay couple. The lady was a singer and she could really sing. She let me listen to her thing while we were on the plane. She's with her girlfriend. Where are you guys going? Are we going here? Oh, congratulations, blah, 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 blah. She gives me her card. I send her a note. Hey, look, if we do an event, I'm definitely going to get you there. She goes, oh, me and my girl, we broke up. And I go, well, hey, I'm sorry to hear that. But just wanted to let you know, hadn't forgotten about you. We're going to try to put something together. Love to have you come. Thank you very much. Thanks for thinking about me. Now, she knows my work. I follow up. You know, I haven't forgotten about her. And I don't care about her being gay. Because you know what bound me to her? Her talent. She could sing and she was a nice person. Look, I don't agree with your lifestyle. Got nothing to do with me. Anyway, Prager goes on. Prominent black conservative John McWhorter, brilliant man, just did a review of White Fragility, the book that left most frequently recommends to America's alleged system racism. The title, The Dehumanizing Condescension of White Fragility. And McWhorter wrote this. One of America's favorite advice books of the moment is actually a racist tract. The book diminishes black people in the name of dignifying us. I suspect it was the Atlantic's choice to capitalize black. The syndicators of my own column once changed black little, with a little b to black with a big b because they followed the AP's rules for English. White Fragility is a prayer book for what can only be described as a cult. A corollary question is why black people need to be treated the way D'Angelo assumes we do. The very assumption is deeply condescending to all proud black people. Few books about race have more openly infantilized black people than this supposedly authoritative tome, or simply dehumanizes. Excuse me. That's exactly what I tell people all the time. I say, appeal to black pride. If somebody black says, man, y'all did this, and I say, man, look, I don't know what your thought process is, but haven't y'all gotten over it? I can't believe that you would be, you know, so, feel so little that you are still upset about something that happened 200 years ago that has nothing to do with you. Why is it you can't get ahead? Why is it you feel like you got to still feel, you know, little, that somebody's better? It's everything you argue means you think somebody's better than you. I couldn't live like that and just walk away. Anyway, he says, McWhorter understands that to see blacks the way the white and black left want people to see them is to dehumanize blacks. If blacks are black before they are human, if no non-blacks can relate to blacks, disagree with blacks, or want to see past the color or to the person's heart, black-non-black relations will have been set back a half a century. He's right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.